This is Fresh Air. The Mekons are a British band, but to make Deserted, their first new album in 8 years, the group went to a California studio just outside Joshua Tree National Park. The band says the rugged landscape informed the highly diverse collection of songs they wrote for the album. Rock critic Ken Tucker has this review of Deserted.
The Mekons are first-generation punk rockers formed in 1977 who've moved through an array of styles and genres over the decades. They've played British-style folk music, American-style country, and their own unique bashed-out variation on rock and roll. They've broken up and reassembled more than once, and nominal leader John Langford at various points was at least as much of a visual artist as anything else, painting many striking portraits of classic country stars. The band is back together with many of its key members intact, including Sally Timms, who sings the ghostly lead vocal on this track, In the Desert. Although they're a British band, the Mekons have made Chicago, the home of their record label, a base of operations at various points. But most of Deserted was written in the desert. John Langford says that the group had been writing songs in spare moments on the road during a concert tour, but the material didn't feel right. They heard about this studio outside of Joshua Tree National Park. When they arrived, they found the landscape, to quote Langford, inspirational to old pirate punk rockers. That's Lawrence of California, the band's Technicolor movie, a big rock tune that equates the 1962 Peter O'Toole desert epic Lawrence of Arabia with the harsh landscape the band found in Joshua Tree. The Mekons is an ongoing art project that's always reaching back to illustrate the present. Take, for example, their song Weimar Vending Machine. It's a gleefully elusive yet beautiful composition about a country collapsing into chaotic hostility. It's a history song that sounds right up to the minute.
Stranger in a strange land, strange to have no better plan. Iggy pops up in Berlin, her Weimar vending machine.
The Mekons look to history again on Harar 1883. The title is a reference to the city of Harar, Ethiopia. In 1883, the French poet Arthur Rimbaud went there to escape from the European poetry world and gain some new life experiences while still in his mid-20s. the considerably older members of the Mekons tell the story with dramatic flair. Deserted is an album that, like the best of the Mekons collections, is intentionally difficult to get a fix on. It leaps around in sound and style, frequently beginning in one genre and ending in another in the space of a single song. Ultimately, it coheres as a series of arguments for the value of restlessness, for ceaseless exploration, which is just what the Mekons have been doing for more than 40 years.
Ken Tucker reviewed the new album Deserted by the Mekons.